Good morning. It is coming up on 10:10 here on the Mighty 690, and now we are joined by Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing just wonderful.
Good deal. And I did want to let everyone listening know that we have had a final bidder on our auction for the VIP booth, and they called in during the last break there, and right before the 9 o'clock hour, and $510 was the winning bid. So good stuff on that.
That sounds good. That sounds wonderful. Yeah.
So that'll all go to Coffeeville's Reawakening and special projects, you know, around town, Christmas on the Plaza, all that good thing. So anyway, wanted to let all the listeners
know. Wonderful activities. We love it. We love all these activities in Coffeeville. You bet. We also have a wonderful animal shelter that I'm going to speak to this morning and about, and all good things. And just a reminder that the 4th of July little celebration's right around the corner. And I'm hoping by this time everyone has made special plans and arrangements for their pets, because this is a frightening holiday for the animals. And I saw something again that I wish I would have mentioned the other day, but it's still a good reminder now. Remember to check on their tags, on their collars. Make sure their identification tags are up to date. And that also just will help speed up things getting these animals returned home if they happen to bolt from the house or get out of the yard. So, and, you know, they lose their tags. They're notorious for having a nice collar and no tags. So that's something I wanted to remind people about.
Sure. We probably want to just make sure people kind of have a plan in place, because even, you know, some dogs are more sensitive to others. But sometimes, you know, maybe it's a new dog to you. You don't really know how the dog might react.
Right. Since we've had a lot of adoptions, you know, this past year, there are some new animals to them. Probably their first, you know, 4th of July, and because they're so young. So how it's introduced is probably how they'll behave the rest of their lives. And it's just like thunderstorms, how you handle storms with your pet sometimes will dictate how they handle them. So anyway, I'm sure everyone has had that in the back of their mind and been thinking about it. And something else that happened to me yesterday that I thought, I'm going to talk about this on Open Line. I was walking with my little dog, Melly, and we had to walk across a cement parking lot type thing, and I first thing hit my, I thought, oh, how hot this is, and I reached down and it was okay for my hand. And that's what they say is a good test. If you can put your palm on the surface and it's not too hot for your hand, then it's okay for your pet. But then later in the day, I walked out on our wooden deck, and that sucker was hot, and I thought, wood can get just as hot as anything else. So just a reminder that if you do walk your dog out in the streets, you might want to kind of move up to the grass this time of year. They can sure burn themselves pretty quickly.
Yeah, that is a really great reminder. So yeah, just try to, I'll do that myself, you know, feel the asphalt and that sort of thing. So,
sure.
You know, and you can even get, you know, you got shoes on, you can walk your dog maybe on the left side of the street and be in the grass. The dog can be in the grass. You can be on the pavement if you want.
Yes.
And that can be kind of the best of both worlds. So that's a good reminder there, Becky.
Yes. And you've had a lot of experience in that, because I know you. I've heard you talk about how often you walk your dog.
Oh, all the time. All the time. I feel like I just turn around.
You're probably the champion about all this. But something you just don't think about. You know, you run out the door with your dog, and all of a sudden, it's just a good reminder.
Absolutely. What were you doing in the, how are adoptions going this week?
Hey, we had another good week. We had 10 kitten adoptions. And so we are now down to about 10 kittens. We've had some new ones come in as it's still occurring, but we feel very good about the last, you know, 10 being adopted, and we have 10 more to go. And another exciting adoption for us was Earl. And Earl had been with us. He, bless his heart, he'd been with us a long time. He was a great dog, just didn't find the right person, and he found the right person this week. And he was adopted, and Petunia was adopted, and she was a cat that came in, an adult cat. So good adoptions this week. We're going to go ahead and keep continuing the kitten adoption fee at a very low rate till the end of the month, which is almost here. But what we have done for the month of June is, since we had so many kittens coming in, we decided just to lower that rate to $10. And then because of their age, they need a $30 refundable deposit that the state requires us. After the kitten has been spayed or neutered, then they get $30 back. That time is running out, and I want to remind people, yes, I know there's a lot of free kittens out there, but when you adopt from the shelter, these kittens have already had their first round of warming. They've also had their feline It's an RCP vaccine, they call it, and they will, that $10 will pay for spay and neuter. Quite a bargain. You can't do that. If you go out and get a free kitten, then you're going to have to come up with all those expenses yourself if you're doing the right thing as a pet owner. So anyway, we still got great kittens out there. There's 10 of them. There's long-haired, there's short-haired, brown tabbies, gray tabbies. Just come out and see if you can't find a kitten of your choice. Along that, I'm going to talk about this program first, and then I'll get to our dogs. Oksana's been talking to one of the local veterinarians, and they've been trying to figure out, you know, what's the situation? How can we help this situation not occur for the next cycle of kittens being born? There's programs out in the area and further on that they call them TNR. And TNR stands for Trap, Neuter, Release. And it's for people that know that they have feral cats in their neighborhood that are running loose and, you know, not spayed or neutered, so therefore there's some litters. And the way this program works is you rent a trap from the shelter, you take it home, you trap the cat, and then you bring it in, and the veterinarian clinic will spay, neuter, whatever needs to be done. And then the cat's released. Because, you know, cats out can be good. I mean, you know, not an overabundance, but the feral cats serve a purpose. You know, they kind of help with the rodent population, that kind of thing. But not when they're also reproducing. So this is a brand new program. It will be kicking off July the 8th. We're kind of new at this, so there might be some bumps in the road, but we're really going to try to see what we can do to lower the cat population in Coffeyville that just doesn't need to be. So if you are interested in doing something like that, you need to call out to the shelter, which right now the phones are working. Can't guarantee tomorrow, but today the phones are working. Or go visit our Facebook page, because I know Oksana put some good information about this program. So we're really excited, and we're hoping that maybe some other shelters and clinics around the area will pick up on the idea, and let's see if we can't get rid of the large population of unwanted litters in town. So there we go.
If people, you know, maybe they know of a feral cat like population and that sort of thing. So I guess, you know, they can call the shelter. But like you said, what are the actual steps? You know, are there actual, you know, the actual traps to, you know, catch them? Because obviously these cats can be a challenge to actually get.
Well, that's why we have purchased these. They're trap cages is what they are. You know, you bait them, bait traps, I guess. You bait them, you get the cat. And then, like I said, you will have to have checked that crate out from the shelter to begin with. We just don't want anybody bringing in, because there's no way we could handle that. But if we keep it monitored by then, I think we're going to start off with maybe three traps, so that way there's just three cats coming in that would need to be spayed or neutered. And there's a form you fill out, and that way, you know, we know where the trap went. And I think she's going to ask for a deposit, making sure that way we get the trap back, and then you get it's refundable. You'll get your deposit back. And she's going to be working out a schedule with that veterinarian and to spay or neuter that cat, and then it will be released back. I'm assuming then that person would take it and release it to wherever the neighborhood they found it.
Okay.
But still in all, it's a healthier situation for that cat not to be breeding all the time. But as I said, it's new, and we're trying to figure out the bumps, but sounds like she's done a good job. And just go to the Facebook page. It probably will better explain it than I just have. But it's something I know we have a lot of people that will call us and say, you know, can we trap these cats? And we've just never had, we just not have the facility to take care of them, because if they come to the shelter, then we're overpopulated, and it's impossible, honestly, to adopt out these feral cats because they're just wild. But you also can't let them just continue to run because, as I said, they're breeding all the time. I think it's great that she's come up with this idea, and like I said, the local veterinarian here in Coffeyville has agreed to help out with this. So let's see how it goes, and I will keep everyone informed how it's going. Again, it starts the 8th of July, so good deal. There's a lot of communities coming up with this, so it's not, I don't think it's new so much as it's just new to us. That we finally got something going.
Great. Well, we do appreciate the update on that and all the work that makes, you know, this possible. So very good.
Yes. Okay, now let's talk about our dogs. We kind of discussed the cats. We don't have any large packed at the shelter. Again, it's just the 10 precious little kittens. But the dogs, we've got a litter of 4 that came in, Lester, Betsy, Molly, and Nico. They are pit bull cross. They're about 4 months old. They've been dewormed and given their parvo distemper vaccine. They're just a typical playful puppies. They love their toys. They like to play around. They're going to be large when they're full grown, so they're going to need a large area to run and play in. And their adoption fee would be $100. That would cover the spay and neuter. Mason is a new guy to the shelter. He's also about 4 months old. He's a shepherd husky cross. Very handsome fella. Loves to play with the rope toys that we have out there. He likes that the best. Again, he's just a nice little puppy that wants to be your best friend and go home with you. Sugar is the mama of the 4 little puppies that I mentioned earlier. And she is a female gray pit bull. She is very muscular, but she's got the sweetest temperament, disposition. She loves to go outside, and the first thing she does is flop down and roll on the ground. Happy girl and a beautiful dog, and we're hoping to find her a forever home very quick-like. We have some donations that have come in this week. Thank you so much. I went to the post office, and because of this wish list that Oksana started on Amazon, we've had some people that have been sending things through that link, so we came in with, I think, 3 or 4 bags of kitten food. She put down, we really need kitten food, so that came in with some puppy food. Paper towels. It was a night. It's kind of like Christmas. I went in and I had all these little slips saying, "Yeah, packages." So, very nice donations this week, and we can continue to need our dry adult dog food, kitty litter, and our blanket supply is kind of down again because bless their hearts, they like to chew on those blankets and they get torn up. So, the little blankets that you can get at all the local stores that aren't very large, they're kind of small throws, I guess, is what you could call them. Make perfect blankets for us at the shelter because they're not very thick and they're not very large. They're easy to wash and dry and get back in the kennel. So that's kind of the wish list for the week. And if you're interested, go to Amazon wish list link and on our Facebook page. And our shipping address is P.O. Box 1654. So here in Coffeyville. So anyway, that's kind of it. We will be closed 4th of July. I'm not sure about Monday. You might want to call before you go out to the shelter. I'm thinking we will be open on the 3rd. Of course, we're going to be open this weekend, but I know 4th that they will be closed. So usually our hours are 1 to 3 in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, and 1 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. And we're located across the street from the Waterways Treatment Plant. If you want to see some of these pictures of the animals I talked about today, go to our Facebook page, CFA, and see what's going on at the shelter. We're feeling pretty good right now. Things are kind of going our way, we hope, with all these adoptions. It makes us feel good.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you sharing all that good information with us, Becky, and I hope you have a very good and safe weekend coming up here, and we'll look into the 4th of July, all that good stuff here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Right. I hope everyone has a safe holiday, and it's a fun holiday, and it's a very important holiday. I don't mean to downplay it so much. I'm just speaking for the animals on that holiday.
Yeah, it's hard for hard to get through their heads exactly what we're celebrating and why.
Yeah, what is all this racket? You people are this crazy.
Yep.
Oh, my. Well, all right. Thanks a lot, Sam.
All right. Hey, you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Becky Barnhart here, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We appreciate her calling in, and we'll be right back to Open Line here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690. Again, if you just tuned in, we had $510, our winner of the auction that is going to be here for summer celebration, the VIP booth. So very good on that, a successful kind of radio auction here this morning. Appreciate Denise Durick and all the work everyone over there is doing. So we'll be back here in just moments on KGGF.